मुखम करति वाचलंग पंगुलंगयत गिरिंग जत्कृपा तमहंग वंदे परमानंद माधवम श्री गुरुदिन स्वयं वेरी वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू गौरांग प्रभु टू इन्वाइट मी फॉर दिस प्रोग्राम महाराष्ट्र यात्रा हियर इन पुरी. सो लास्ट टू डेज यू हैव बीन हियरिंग फ्रॉम द लोटस माउथ ऑफ हिज होलीनेस राधानंद स्वामी महाराज. I don't know how much you will enjoy hearing after hearing from Maharaj to hear from me with broken English, because my English is not so good, my Hindi also not so good. Actually, I took birth in Orissa. My Orissa also not so good because I have left Orissa for 30 years. I stay in Bengal, but Bengal is not my matribhasha, so I don't speak good Bengali also. So I feel I am jackal of all trades, master of none. So that is the problem. Anyway, I'll try my best to speak some informative things to you, some informative things about Jagannath Puri. There is Sri Kshetra, Sri Mandir, Sri Jagannath. I'll tell you Sri series, Sri Kshetra. What is this Sri Kshetra all about? So you have come from different parts of India and the world. So when you go back, at least you will go back with some understanding what this place is all about, and what is this temple, and what is this deity, what significance these deities they carry specifically in this age of Kali. And most of all is what this place, the Sri Kshetra, Sri Mandir, Sri Jagannath, what role they have to play in our devotional life. We all have come to perform devotional service, have a devotional life, but what this place has to contribute to us in our devotional life. So, because we have limited time, I'll put set light on each and every topic of these three things, Sri Kshetra, Sri Mandir, and Sri Jagannath. As all of you know, most of you are from India. So you know the Char Dham, Adi Shankaracharya, he has established four directions of India. In North, Badrinath, West Dwarakanath, South Ramnath, and East Jagannath. And four yugas, the four naths, and four directions of India. In Satya Yuga, Badrinath. Dwapara Yuga, Dwarakanath Krishna. Tritya Yuga, Ramnath, of course Ramchandra. Then who is for Kali Yuga? That is Jagannath. So just like in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna pastimes are manifested pastimes. Now we don't see manifested pastimes. We cannot associate, but those people there with Krishna, they're associating, they're talking, they're dealing with Krishna, with Rama, that time. But for Kali Yuga, whose incarnation in Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation of God. There is a God has another name, Trijugas. Satya, Tritya, Dwapara, this specifically does not, God doesn't incarnate. But the question must be arising within you, what about Kalki, Buddha? But there are Shaktyavesh avatar, Kalki and Buddha. A living entity is empowered. Then what about Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Yes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is not avatar, he is avatari Krishna, Swayam Krishna. But his charna avatar, he did not come as Bhagavan, he came as Bhakta, Antah Krishna Bahir Gaur. So who is the Bhagavan? Who is a form of Bhagavat Swarup, Anadi Ananta Rupam, that Param Brahma who has manifested unlimited forms from time immemorial, and having sweet pastimes in spiritual world and time to time paritraṇaya sadhunaṁ vinayasya caduṣkṛtāṁ dharma sansthāpanārthāya sambhavāmi yuge yuge. So which Bhagavat Swarup is having now manifested pastimes? That is Sri Jagannath. Sri Jagannath is known as Daru Brahma. So two things we have to take shelter in this age of Kali. The Bhagavan comes in the form of holy name. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. The Naam Brahma and the Daru Brahma. So this Jagannath Puri Dham, out of four dham, is the most important dham. That's why Shastra says, wherever you go for Tirtha Yatra, you should end in Jagannath Puri. Actually, one should start Tirtha Yatra from Jagannath Puri, and after completing all Tirtha Yatra, you come to Jagannath Puri. So the scriptures glorify Jagannath Puri like this, so much, so important. Before I tell you the greatness of this Puri Dham, I'll tell you how this Dham came to existence. Though eternally, dham is there, but Lord performed some pastimes to exhibit these dhams. So in this regard, Shastra explains, all of you know about Gaya dham, Gaya Surdi, Gaya demon was there. Lord Vishnu came not to kill, actually Gaya demon is not killed, but Lord Vishnu put his lotus feet on top of Gayasura and pushed him down. He's still sleeping there. Anytime he may get up. Yeah. But lotus feet he has put there. This demon is so fortunate. So after putting his lotus feet, after subduing, I'll not say killing him, subduing him, the Lord came to this Utkal Bhumi. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is telling Utkal, Odisha, known as Utkal. And long before, when King Indradumna came here, that time this land was known as Udradesh. Udradesh. You know? Maharaj said how the king of Udradesh went to meet with King Indradumna at the border in the bank of Mahanadi River. So the Udradesh, the Lord Vishnu came to this Udradesh. There he placed his four ayudhas, Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, at four places in this Utkal Bhumi in Odisha. So accordingly, four dham manifested. Here he placed his Sankha. That is, this place is known as Sankha Kshetra in Bhubaneswar. That is Chakra Kshetra. Bhubaneswar is Chakra Kshetra. And there is one place known as Jajpur. Biraja deity is worshipped there. And that is called Gada Kshetra. And Konarka is Padma Kshetra. So Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. In these four places when Lord placed the four ayudhas, the four dhams, they manifested. So this Puri is known as Sankha Kshetra, Bhubaneswar known as what? Chakra Kshetra, Jajpur known as Gada Kshetra, and Konark known as? Yes, sometimes I will ask you because I want you to go back memorizing these things. So these four kshetras. So out of these four kshatras, the Sankha kshatra is very important. One reason is the Lord placed Sankha kangsal here, and second reason is the shape of the Puri Dham is like a kangsal also, like Sankha. The size of Puri Dham is panchukosi, 5 crores or 10 miles. Out of 10 miles, 3 miles on the surface and 2 miles inside the ocean. It all belongs to Sankha kshatra. Jai Hi Jolnes Radhana Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. So this is known as Sankha Kshetra. Because as I told, I want to give you a whole first impression of Sri Kshetra, what it is all about, how it came to existence, what size, and what is there. So in one side of the Sankha is Loknath Temple, Loknath Mahadev. There are Ashta Sambhu, 8 Mahadevs. Very important. You see, every Vishnu Tirtha is protected by Mahadev and Shakti. So Puri is like that also. The Pancha Shiva, Pancha Hanuman, and Dwadasa Shakti, they are all protecting Puri Dham. In one corner, one side of Puri is Lokanath Mahadev, and other side is Nilakantha Mahadev. Lokanath Mahadev. How many of you have been to Lokanath Mahadev? So Lokanath Mahadev is a very important place to get everything understood about Puri Dham. They're known as Kshetrapala. We have to take shelter of them. The glories of Puri Dham will manifest to us. The Lokanath Mahadev, every Mahadev, Lokanath Mahadev, Nilakantha Mahadev, the Markandeshwar Mahadev, the Jambeshwar Mahadev, nearby, then there is Kapalmochan Mahadev, very interesting pastimes. So Lokanath Mahadev, I'll just tell you small pastime why his name is Lokanath Mahadev. See, Jagannath Puri is so prachin, so old. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, Krishna also came to Jagannath Puri. Ramchandra also came Tirthayatra to Jagannath Puri. When Ramchandra with Sita and Lakshmana, they're roaming in the forest. They came here, and that time there was no temple. Jagannath deity has not manifested also. Because Jagannath deity has not manifested, nothing was, only tribal people are staying. So, but Ramchandra, even if he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is performing the pastimes of a king, he used to worship Shiva every day, Shiva Linga. So here, there's only Sabarpalli, no Shiva temple. So Ramchandra made one Shiva Linga out of sand. Then he worshipped Shiva Linga. And when he was doing Shiva Linga Archana, he offered his ring to Shiva Mahadev. So after they left, he forgot his ring. Then after some time, Ramchandra remembered he left his ring there. Then told Lakshman, you go bring back that ring. And Lakshman came back, he saw that sand Shivalinga and the ring is there. So he wanted to pick up that ring. So Mahadev is thinking, this is prasad of Ramchandra, I am not going to give this ring, I will keep it with me. So Lakshman could not pull it out. It was very too strong. The Lakshman took his arrow and pierced that. When he pierced, so much blood came from there. Then Lakshman became very worried. Then he requested the villagers. And the villagers, they brought the outside covering of a loki. You know loki? The vegetables you eat, loki? They covered that. They covered that to stop the blood. So since then, the village people, they started to worship as a linga, as Lokinath, Lauknath, then finally become Loknath. So now he's there as Lokanath Mahadev. So one side is Lokanath Mahadev, the other side is Nilakantha. Nilakantha Mahadev, you all can get darshan. When you go to, Maharaj was explaining yesterday about Indradyumna Sarovar. On the bank of Indradyumna Sarovar, you are going staircase left side. Nilakantha Mahadev is there, before Jagannath temple, when first time Indradyumna came, he worshipped Nilakantha Mahadev there. And that is the area he set up all his camp and he did Ashwamedha Yajna. And that is known as Sundarachal. Jagannath temple is Nilachal. This is Dwaraka, non-different from Dwaraka, Aishwarya Dham. And Gundicha temple is Sundarachal, Vrindavan, that is Madhurya Dham. So in this way, Jagannath Puri is like a conch shell. And this is 10 Panchakrosa is a very important place. Out of all dhams, the Jagannath Dham is the highest, topmost dham. You believe that? Among all dhams, Puri is the highest dham? Yes. But when I give katha in the Navadip Dham, I say Navadip is the highest. I ask you, do you believe that? You say also Haribol. Isn't it? We go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the highest. Yes, Haribol. And that is true also. The Purana, you read Purana, in one Purana say, oh, this is the highest dham. There is no other dham equal to this dham. And this dham's glories excels the glories of all other dhams. The next Purana says the same thing. Oh, Ajodhya, there is no other dham equal to Ajodhya. Forget about different Puran speaks different things. Even if in one Puran, different chapters tell different things. Whichever dham they describe, they say, there's nothing equal to this. This is the highest. So what to accept highest? So our Acharya is saying, yes, it's true. The Puranakars, the writers of Puran, when they enter into describing the glories of some specific dham, they become so much moved to that glorification. They feel, wow, really so great. There could be nothing greater than this. So that is the reason why whichever glorification we hear, the same thing we hear. The writer feels like that. Of course, in reality, everything is spiritual, transcendental. That's why the Kathakars, they say, the laddu, you take a laddu, which part of laddu is more tasty? South, east, north? Everything would be very tasty. So all dhams are there, same, very great. But today, I'll really, really prove the Puri dham is the highest, greatest. Even in Puranakars, they describe every dhams are great. But I'll prove that Puri is the great. Because I am in Puri now, no? So why Puri dham is the great? You see, the Bhagavan has ananta, anadi ananta rupam, he has ananta bhagavat swarupam. And why Bhagavan has ananta swarupam? Ekabai ditya nasti param brahma is one. He is one over the second. But he has manifested unlimited form to release unlimited rasas and bhavas. In specific dham, in specific forms, he releases different things. Just like we see, you go to Dwaraka, Lord is releasing in Krishna form, he is there releasing Aishwarya Bhava. And you go to Vrindavan, he is releasing Madhurya Bhava. And you go to Navadip, he is releasing his Audarya Dham. So for each place you have to go for specific things. But Shastra says, you come to Jagannath Puri, Dwaraka, Vrindavan, Navadip, all three are here in Jagannath Puri Dham. You don't have to go to any other place, just come to Jagannath Puri and stay here. All three dhams are here. Jagannath Temple is Dwaraka, Nilachal, Ratna Singhasan, Ratna Bedi, that is non-different Dwaraka, place of Aishwarya. And Aitota, they call Mahabedi, the birthplace of Jagannath, that is Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan. So that is Madhurya place. And here, sea beach side, you go to Gambhira, Siddhavakul, Sarambhattacharya House, Tota Kapinath, this all area is non-different Navadvipa Dham. So this way, you are coming to a dham which are simultaneously bringing everything together. So that's why it's great. One reason. No other dham can compete with this, Jagannath Puri Dham. And one more thing I'll tell you. You go to every dham, you see Bhagavan as Bhagavan. He's in one mood as Bhagavan. But Jagannath Puri, who is in Jagannath Puri? In Jagannath Puri, it's not some incarnation of God appeared here to exhibit his pastimes. Who is in Jagannath Puri? He is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna, Jagannath and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are not incarnation of Krishna. They are Krishna himself in two different moods. Big difference. It's Krishna in different mood. So here we see Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. But Swayam Bhagavan in Jagannath Puri in two forms, that is interesting. He is in Jagannath form. What is Jagannath form? Krishna in separation from Radharani. As Maharaj was explaining yesterday, when Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra, Maharani, Devi heard the pastimes of Brajalila, that Rohini Mata was describing so nicely. And Krishna's pastimes are such attractive. You know, akarsayati iti Krishna. Most attractive. But how much attractive you know Krishna is? Once Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was telling, Krishna is so attractive. All Brajavasis, they get attracted to Krishna. Children, old, youth, everybody get attracted. How to speak of Brajavasis? Even all the animals of Braja, all the birds, animals, Krishna would go for grazing cows. and come back to Nanda Bhavan, and all the animals would follow Krishna. And Krishna enter into the house, they would not go back to forest. Whole night they would be staying there. Until by next morning Krishna come out of the house, then again they will accompany. So attractive, he attracts even if animals. And what to speak of attracting animals? All animate in and trees also. When Krishna play on flute, all the Jamuna rivers are stunned, doesn't flow downwards, goes upwards. The moving things become non-moving, become static, Jamuna water. And stone, mountain stones, starts to melt. If you go, you can see in Vrindavan. There's some mountains, you can just are melting. You go one place there, Krishna is playing flute, mountains started to melt. Then he played flute to call all the cows. All the cows, they're running. And you see, the mountain has melted, the cows running, all their foot hoof prints there. No? So that is attraction. Akarsayati iti Krishna. She's so attractive. He attracts all the Brajavasis, attracts all the animals and birds, attracts even if inanimates, like river, mountain, not only that. He's so attractive. He attracts also the denizens of heavenly planets. They become attracted to Krishna. Forget the denizens of heavenly planets getting attracted. Even Lakshmi Devi, the most chaste lady, she also becomes attracted to Krishna, the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. And what to speak of Lakshmi Devi getting attracted? Her husband Vishnu also gets attracted to Krishna. Yes. Vishnu also wants to see Krishna. You know that past time when Krishna, then some Brahmana's children were killed. Then the Brahmana is rebuking Krishna, then Krishna did not react. Then Arjuna said, okay, now next child will not be killed, I will protect. But as soon as child took birth, he was killed. He died. Then Krishna went to the Arjuna, will search for these children, went to Yamaraj, could not find, they went to Mahakalpur, Sahasra Sirsa Vishnu. And Lord Krishna offered obeisances, he's doing Naralila. Oh, Vishnu, Bhagavan, Dandavat, Dandavat. Then Lord Krishna said, why did you bring all these children untimely? Then what Vishnu said, you know? Vishnu said, that was the only thing I could do so that I could bring you here, I could see your beautiful face. So Vishnu also got attracted. So what to speak of Brajavasi get attracted? What to speak of the animals, birds get attracted? What to speak of rivers and mountains get attracted? Heavenly denizens, including Lakshmi Devi, even Vishnu also get attracted. And Krishna is so attractive. What to speak of Vishnu gets attracted? Even Krishna himself also gets attracted. That is Atma Parjanta Sarvachittahara. This is the quality of Krishna. No other Bhagavat Swarup has. Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, Ananta, Bhagavat Swarup. But Krishna has one quality. Atma Parjanta Sarvachittahara. He attracts everybody's heart, including his own heart also gets attracted. Yes. Krishna was walking in Navabrindavan next to Dwaraka. And Krishna saw his own reflection on the pillar. And by seeing that reflection, he's saying, oh, such a beautiful boy. Kas chamatkarakari purusha. And he's going to embrace, oh, so nice boy, he's going to embrace his own form. So that is attractiveness. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is describing. And that is the reason why by hearing, oh, the Brajavasi's love is so great for me. They love me so much. I have so suitable pastimes, my Balla Leela. So his eyes become big. He's Radha Biraha Vidura. In separation from Radharani, the Krishna accepts the form of Jagannath. In separation from Radha, Krishna become Jagannath. And he become Gauranga. Separation from Radha is Jagannath. And Gauranga, separation from?
Krishna.
No, wrong. Not separation from Krishna. This is also separation from Radha. Krishna, he wants to release how इन सेपरेशन फ्रॉम राधा रानी ही बिकम जगन्नाथ एंड कृष्णा ही वॉन्ट टू रिलीज हाउ राधा रानी फील्स दिस सेपरेशन सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्णा हाउ सी फील्स दिस सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्णा सो बोथ आर सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्णा इट इज नॉट कृष्णा फीलिंग सेपरेशन फ्रॉम राधा नो ही एक्सेप्ट द मूड ऑफ राधा रानी to feel the separation. So that's why this specific form, here we see the God in two forms. One, he is in the form of Jagannath, one in the form of Gauranga. In other dham you don't see. He is in Krishna form, he is Bhagavan. In Gauranga form, he is Bhakta. But Krishna form is not complete. In Krishna form, he knows, he enjoys the pleasure of devotee serving him. But he does not know how the devotees are enjoying by serving him. But here is complete. The dham is complete. Aishwarya, Madhurya, Audharya. The pastimes is complete. Two extreme position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Two extreme bhava. One is Jagannath, one is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this way, this place is very, very important. That is, Shastra says, whoever comes from to Jagannath Puri, immediately he will become free from all sinful reactions. For to speak of coming to Jagannath Puri, if somebody planning to come to Jagannath Puri and 100 feet he has progressed and he die on the way, still he will become free from all sinful reactions also. This is the greatness of Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, that's a very specific place called Bhattasagara. What is the place name? Bhattasagara. So because I am telling you first six chapter glories. The Bhattasagara is the place where we are sitting now. Bhatta the Akshaya Bhatta. If you go to Jagannath temple, you'll see Akshaya Bhatta. That is there since long, long time it is there, Akshaya Bhatta. And the, near Akshaya Bhatta, Rohini Kunda is there. That is the Kunda Maharaj was telling, when Vidyapati came, Vidyapati was resting there because this Savar Raj, Vishwapasu told Vidyapati, you sit here, I'm going to bring some fruits, we'll offer to Nilamadhava. So Vidyapati sitting there and Vidyapati saw one crow fell from the tree, Naswanaj fell from the tree, he received Chaturbhuja Roop, 400 form, went back to Vaikuntha. Vidyapati thought, oh, very good. So I should jump also and go back to Godhead. So just about to dive into. Then he saw, he heard one sound vibration. Vidyapati, don't do this because for the king has sent you for a specific purpose. King is still fasting to get news from you. Do your duty. Then Vidyapati refrained. No. If anybody dives into that, look at 400 for go back to Godhead. How nice it would be, that lake would be there still today. That lake is not there, but there is one Rohini Kunda you will see. From Mukti Mandap, you go to Bimala temple, in front of Bimala temple, and small Kunda is there. If you go, the Pandas will sprinkle water on your head. But I have never seen being sprinkled by the water, anybody got 400 forms. Maybe college does not work, but that pond is there. And this Akshaya Bhatta is there. And it has been, Shastra says, Akshaya Bhatta, the set of Akshaya Bhatta never changes. Throughout the day, same, set remains same. And that is the tree that Markandeya Rishi, when Markandeya Rishi at the time of inundation, he was floating for seven kalpa, he will not die. He got a boon. If you go to Markandeswar Mahadev is there, you should see that place, Markandeswar Mahadev in a free time, very interesting place. That is a prachin place. There are five tirthas and Markandeswar is the original tirtha of Jagannath Puri. And you go there, Markandeya Rishi, he was destined to die and when he is 8 years old. And he was Shiva Bhakta. He was worshipping Shiva. And that time then Yamaraj came. And Markandeya Rishi became so scared by seeing Yamaraj. So he grabbed Sivalinga tightly. Oh, Shiva, protect me, protect me. and he so tightly embraced Shiva Linga that Shiva Linga cracked into pieces. And if you go, you will see in that form, cracked into pieces form. Lord Shiva came and told Yamaraj, he is not going to die today. That's why here is Yameshwar Mahadev. Yamaraj has no influence in Jagannath Puri. This area, he has no influence. Lakshmadev told Yamaraj, you stay out of these five crosses. No, you have no business. We appointed you to judge pious and sinful activities people, but out of these five crosses. So nobody judged by Yamaraj in five crosses. If somebody does mistake, he will get punishment. But Jagannath will punish him. If he get a kick on his face, Jagannath will give a kick on his face. And how so nice. So Jagannath Puri will do mistake, that is good also. So no problem here. Everything is good here. You sleep, that is good. You get a dandabat and all kinds of description there in the scriptures. So that Markandeya, at the time of annihilation, then every kalpa, end of every kalpa, how long is one kalpa? One day of Brahma is one kalpa. At the end of the day, inundation, this Markandeya was floating, but everybody died. But this poor fellow cannot die. He's blessed. And there's no place to stay also. He's floating, tossed around here, suffering like anything, and thinking, oh, why I got these blessings? Seven kalpa surviving. Then he came here. That time, Lakshmi Narayan was there on Ratna Singhasan. That time, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra has not manifested. You see, Brahma, 100 years Brahma's lifespan. His whole lifespan known as Para. And past 50 years, Parardha. So past 50 years, Parardha, Lord remains here as Nila Madhava. And second 50 years of Brahma's lifespan, he manifests here Chaturdha Murti, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan. So Shastra says, on the bank of a Nila Sagara, blue ocean, there's a Nila Parvata, there's a blue mountain, top of the Nila Parvata, the blue cave, Nila Kandara, there's a blue cave. And inside the blue cave, Nila Kandara, there's Nila Madhava. And Nila Madhava Bhagavan resides there for the past 50 years of Brahma's lifespan. And then there's a nice incident took place that I'll tell you. This Indradyumna, when this Markandeya Rishi came, and Lakshmi Narayan, he offered obeisances. Then Lakshmi Narayan told, oh, my dear son, you go top of this tree, Akshayavata, and you will see something there and come back. Then he climbed this tree, and Markandeya is on top of a leaf, small leaf. And Lord is then Balmukunda form, and sucking his toe, and very peacefully. Just imagine this Lord, when all the Bhubanas in Pralaya, and he's sleeping there very peacefully on top of, just can you imagine, everything inundated with water, on top of a tree, banyan tree, and a leaf, and Lord is sleeping there very peacefully. And Markandeya is offering obeisances, prayers, and small Balamukunda opened his mouth, like this. Then Markandeya entered into his stomach. Then when he entered into his stomach, there he saw all 14 planetary systems, all Brahmandas, everything there. He's very surprised. Small boy, baby's stomach is so big, belly is so big. Then Markandeya thought, let me see how big is his stomach. He started walking, 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 couldn't end. Then finally through this throat, he came out. Then he said, oh my Lord, this place I am not going to live anymore. Please give me a place, I will stay here. Then Lord said, okay, you go to this pond and there you can do tapasya. And till today, the Markandeya is there and he's doing tapasya also. That is known as Markandeshwar. Markandeshwar Mahadev is there. So in this way, this place, Bata Sagara, this Akshaya Bata, and this is Sagara, Mahasagara. The Mahasagara is very interesting also. How Mahasagara came to existence, the Purana describes. You already know that story, I will not tell to save time, that how Krishna went to Birajakunja and Radharani became very angry. That's how the course took place between Radharani and Sridham, all these things you know. But once the Biraja river, Biraja Devi, she was serving Krishna, and all the seven oceans that you have heard, there are oceans of wine ocean, and honey ocean, milk ocean, what other oceans are there? Sugar cane juice ocean. I was discussing with Parambrahma Prabhu. I was telling all kinds of ocean, salty ocean also there. Why there is no normal water ocean? Very strange. There is no sweet water ocean. Honey water is there. Ghee ocean. Why there is no sweet water ocean is there? Have you come in contact with the sweet water ocean? Sweet water, nice sweet water. Any of you? No? But when Maharaj was giving lecture yesterday, I was thinking we are in the ocean of sweet, very sweet water. It is salty water. Next to salty water ocean, it is sweet water ocean here. Krishna Katha. Actually, sweet water ocean is this ocean, salty, actually this was the sweet water. They're all existing in spiritual world. They're all the children of Biraja Devi. So one day this Biraja Devi was serving Krishna. And what happened that time, all these seven brothers, they're fighting with each other. And six brothers one side, and they're giving hard time to the youngest one, the youngest son. So when Biraja Devi is serving Krishna, all this, then this youngest one went crying, "Oh, mom, my brothers are harassing me." Then Krishna told Biraja, "Please go take care of her children." When Biraja left Krishna and came to pacify her children, and after pacifying her children, then when she went back to Krishna, then Krishna has disappeared. Krishna is not there. He has left. Then she became very disappointed. Very, very angry that now I am deprived of serving my Lord. Then he went back to his children and he went to the youngest one. So because of you, now I am deprived of serving my Lord. So I curse you. You made my life so unfortunate that I become deprived of serving Lord. So I curse you that you get out of this Golok Vrindavan. You go to the material world, and your water will become salty water. So that is the reason and this ocean has to come here. And also he told other six brothers, all of you go out of this Golok Vrindavan. You go to material world, there you stay, but you stay separately so that you cannot fight with each other. So all these brothers are here. So when this ocean heard this, he became very disappointed. Oh, I have been cursed like this. Then he went to Krishna. He said to Lord Krishna, that my mom cursed me like this. Then Krishna said, I can't help it because you are already cursed. But you don't bear it, you will be blessed also. You will appear in this material world, earthly planet, as Lavana Samudra. But you will be the most fortunate. Because the mother said, nobody will like you. Your water will become salty water. Nobody will like you. They said, nobody will like me. Then Krishna, no, everybody will like you, love you. You will become very fortunate. Because on your shore, I will be living. And also, I will appear as Lord Gauranga. And that time, I will perform so many sweet pastimes. As a result, you will be declared as Mahatirtha. So there's a Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he observed the pastimes here, he declared Samudra as Mahatirtha. This has been predicted long, long before. The scriptures describes, this is how the Sagar manifested. So from Akshaya Vata to this place is known as Vata Sagara. And Purana describes Puri Dham, this five cross, the most important place, holy place. But this area, from Akshaya Vata to this place, this is the very, very, very auspicious place to be here. And all Muni, Rishi, Sadhus, they have come and they have done sadhana in this area. When you go to the Haridas Thakur Samadhi, after Haridas Thakur, putting Haridas Thakur in Samadhi, how many of you been to Haridas Thakur Samadhi? Most of you, many. Whoever you have not been very close, you should go. There you see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. Have you seen that deity? What they are doing? They are sitting there, isn't it? Have you seen any place sitting and what they are doing? What they are doing? They are chanting rounds there. Their hand is like this. So after Haridas Thakur put into Samadhi, Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they would come there and they would chant their rounds sitting. That's why their postures are sitting, chanting postures there. That place is very auspicious because all Saptarishi, the Satasan moths are there. You go on that gully, very interesting places you will find. Many devotees, they don't know. Very small, small places. There are Saptarishis were doing tapasya there. The still that places are there. Saptarishis used to do tapasya. Then they came in dream, and Jagannath came in dream of king. And Jagannath told the Saptarishis doing tapasya, you should go and provide some prasadam for them. Then king would arrange the Atri, Vasishta, Pulaha, Pulastha, Angira, they are doing tapasya in this Bhattasagar area. And later on, Mahaprabhu's associates were doing their bhajan also there. Raghunath Das Goswami Bhajan Kutir is there, Swarupa Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, Chota Haridas, and their worshipful deities are there also. A very, very small place. Jagadananda Pandit, all nearby, and you will see all these places there also. So these are the glories, different glories. There are unlimited glories of Sri Kshetra. There are the few glories I explained to you about this place. And now I'll tell you something about Sri Mandir. Sri Kshetra, I have compiled a book on Sri Kshetra, taking information from different Puranas and different books that describes everything, every aspect of this Sri Kshetra, Puri Dham. Then I'll do Sri Mandir. I have Sri Jagannath Sri Kshetra, and one book is left, Sri Mandir. It's very interesting that 100,000 temples in Jagannath Puri. That's why Puri is known as Dham, Puri Dham. Bhubaneswar, one temple less, so it is not Dham. So 100,000 temples are there. And if you go to Jagannath temple, it's very interesting. Starting from the boundary wall to the temple to the deity, every stone has some background. Everything there, every tree, every has some background. From your entrance, starting from that Aruna Stamba, inside there is Garuda Stamba, and outside there is Aruna Stamba. Starting from there, every step you will put, there is some interesting things are there also. So only one or two things I will tell you. At the entrance, when you enter, you will see Puri Pandas, they say. I have not got it from the scriptures, but be very careful on this also. They said there is a stone, black stone. When you go, you can step over the black stone. This time you go, you see where is that black stone. But when you come back, if you step over that black stone, so when, that is called Yamasila. Yamaraj is sitting there. Yamaraj is sitting there. When you come back, all the punya you accumulated, Yamaraj will take back everything. The Puri people, they believe not to step over that stone. They'll come around like that. That is because you see what happened long, long before. Jagannath deity had not manifested that time. Once everything, the Brahmanda was destroyed under the water. So Brahma is meditating to start creation again. But Brahma is thinking, why should I create this material world? What benefit I am doing to these living entities? They are simply suffering and suffering and suffering. Then Brahma thought that I should do tapasya, pray God, Vishnu, so that everybody can go back to Godhead. So Brahma is doing tapasya somewhere. Then Lord Vishnu became very pleased. Then Lord Vishnu said that you go to Nilachala Dham. There you perform austerities, being pleased with you, I will give my darshan. And all Bhulokavasi, by having my darshan, they will go back to Godhead. So Brahma was very happy. Then Brahma came down here. There's a place Brahmagiri, where Brahma landed. Brahmagiri. Then Brahma doing severe austerities. So that Lord will manifest himself and everybody will have sakshat darshan and go back to Godhead. And everybody very happy. This news spread all over the place. That Lord will, Brahma doing tapasya, Bhagavan will give darshan, all Martalakabasi will go back to Godhead. So everybody very happy. But one person was not happy. He was very unhappy. That is Yamaraj. He is not happy. He is what? Everybody will go back to Godhead. He says, what shall I do here then? How my company will run? So Brahma became, Yamaraj became very worried. So as soon as he heard this, he started to run from Yamaloka all the way up to Jagannath Puri. Where Brahma is doing tapasya, oh my Lord, you give darshan to everybody. And Yamaraj came straight to Ratna Singhasan. Under this great Akshayapata Banyan tree, Lakshmi Narayan sitting there. And as soon as Yamaraj came, offered so much tapa, stuti, pleasing. And Bhagavan is very quickly pleased by when you offer prayers, he becomes very pleased. Then Lakshmi Narayan said, oh, our dear son, what you want? You have pleased us so much. Please tell us what you want. We'll fulfill your desire. Then Yamaraj said, you are sure? You promise whatever I want, will fulfill my desire. Then Lakshmi Narayan said, yes, whatever you want. Then Yamaraj said, oh my Lord, I have one desire. The desire is, this Brahma is doing, sitting, doing tapasya, that will give darshan to everybody. But if you give darshan to everybody, everybody will go back to Godhead, then what shall I do here? So that I pray you, my desire is you don't give darshan to anybody. Then Lakshmi Narayan, big problem. So Narayan looking at Lakshmi, so what to do now? So they called both Brahma and Yamaraj. Then Lakshmi Devi said, oh Yamaraj, how can that happen? This is our eternal place. We can't leave this place. That is the time Lakshmi Devi told Yamaraj that this is the place, our eternal place. We have appointed you to consider, to judge about pious impious, but out of these five cross, beyond the, not within this area. So here, we can't leave this place. That time, they gave the indication that we will not give darshan. Nobody can get our darshan. We will hide ourselves under the golden sand. And that description goes what Maharaj was telling. A big storm came and everything, Nilamadhava disappeared from there. The Lord went under the golden sand. Then they said, that time Narayan said, but I will appear here and Chaturdha Murti, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadranda, Sudarshan, Chaturdha Murti. And whoever, you Brahma, you will come and install these deities, and whoever will take darshan, just by having darshan, that he will go back to Godhead. Yes. So powerful. Actually, Puri is so powerful. Shastra says, if somebody comes to Puri, whatever sinful activities you have committed, you have already committed, you will become free from the reaction of those sinful activities. And not only that, whatever sinful activity you will commit in future, that also will become free from that. But don't, that doesn't mean you come to Puri, go back and do all sinful activities. Not like that. But it's so glorious, not to give importance, that Puri is that much great, that much glorious. So in this way, this place is so great, Jagannath Puri Dham. So I was telling about Sri Mandir. Then when you enter the Sri Mandir, you will see the two courtyards are there. So from since then nobody judged by Yamaraj, there is Jameshwar Mahadev, he is Ishwar of Yamaraj, he controls Yamaraj here. So the two kinds of boundary wall you will see, one Bahara Bedha or Bhitara Bedha. Bhitara Bedha is Kurma Bedha. Big boundary wall is there. Very nice humorous pastimes is there. So Lord Jagannath, he married to Lakshmi Devi. So Jagannath has a father-in-law. Who is Jagannath's father-in-law? Ocean, right? Because Lakshmi Devi appeared from the ocean. But ocean is making so much sound, creating so much sound. So Jagannath was not able to sleep peacefully. Till today you go in Puri city, top of the roof, so much sound comes. So Jagannath told Lakshmi Devi, hey, tell your father to keep quiet, I can't sleep peacefully here. Then Lakshmi Devi said, why, I will tell, you go and tell him. Then Jagannath called the Sagara, come, I can't sleep peacefully. Then Sagara said, what can I do? My wife comes, I can't stop, keep quiet. If you want to not listen my noise, you build a big boundary wall. So that is the reason why big boundary wall was built. Then Jagannath called Hanuman. He told Hanuman, you stand as guard here. And you hear very carefully, make sure no sound comes inside my temple. Till today, that Hanuman is standing there. If you go, you can see there also. That Hanuman is known as Kanpata Hanuman. If you go to Western Gate, one Hanuman is sitting there. And South Gate, out of the temple, one Hanuman is sitting there. They call Kanpata. Kanpata means Kan means ear. Pata means hearing carefully. So this Hanuman is sitting there. So these two boundary walls are there. And as soon as you enter the Kashi Vishwanath, Bhagavan is there. As I told, Jagannath is very merciful. He is very magnanimous. He is so merciful, I will tell you. That in this age of Kali, we know Gauranga Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu knows we are so lazy that we cannot do any tapasya, we cannot do yoga practice in Himalaya. So Mahaprabhu gave the easiest process. He brought past deliverance, easiest process. What is the easiest process? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'll tell you the magnanimity of Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu is Audarya, he's so Udar. He brought up for us the holy name. I'll tell you one, my personal life. Before I joined ISKCON, when I was studying, but I wanted to join ISKCON. I became very mad to join ISKCON. Many of you must have experienced. Newly, you are very enthusiastic, you know. So I want to join ISKCON. My family members, they all came to know I'm going to become Babaji. Because they don't understand what is Brahmachari. Anybody lives, houseman has become Babaji. So one day, my elder sister teasing me. She's a lazy fellow. He doesn't want to do any work. He studied nicely, get some job. She just want to escape and become Babaji, do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In India, people that join math temple. Who join math and temple? All uneducated, invalid, old people. You are for no use or go to the temple, isn't it? So they have the impression like that. Only Prabhupada started, no, all the young educated people joining. But before, all invalid people go to temple, join some math. So she used to teach me, she's a lazy fellow. So he'll just go to temple, do Hare Krishna there. So I tolerated that. But after joining ISKCON, then I realized I'm so lazy, me chanting Hare Krishna also very difficult. As soon as I pick up a mala, I fall sleepy. And super lazy, you know. As soon as I pick up mala, I feel to get out somewhere and walk out. No. Then I was thinking, is there anything more easiest process than chanting Hare Krishna? Then I realized, yes, one broad process that Lord Jagannath has brought for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought us the Harinam Mahamantra. And Jagannath brought us Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad ki? Yes. Just having Mahaprasad, you go back to Godhead. I'll tell you another thing. When I was planning to go to join ISKCON one day, my mother told me, you want to become Babaji, join Hare Krishna. You go there. I'll eat Jagannath Prasad. And before you go to Godhead, I'll be there, sitting there. She doesn't know philosophy. This, that, but they have this, you know, simple idea, village ladies. the Pandit Jagannath Mahaprasad so great, and especially for lazy people like me. When I pick up Japamala, I fall sleepy. When Jagannath Mahaprasad plate comes, you don't fall sleepy. You woke up. That is Mahabadanyam. Jagadik. And glory is, Jagannath is so great, so merciful. He is the fittest person to deliver us. No other incarnation of God can deliver us. Who would tolerate us like that? Who tolerate? Even with the way the people they behave with Jagannath, you see Jagannath Ratha at that time will come. The way they drag him, you know. Everybody will go. They embrace him. And he Jagannath is Param Brahma. The Anur Anyan Mahatma Mahiyan. All extreme appears in Param Brahma. You will see the extreme here. Jagannath is so strict. Only specific Brahman, they have to be so purified that nobody can touch. That is how he spent time in Ratna Singhasan. But same Bhagavan, he goes to another extreme. So much so, he comes to the street. Chandal, Brahman, anybody you come, you embrace me. Do anything, I give you myself completely to you. Ratha at the time, you will go some pandas, would be leaning on Jagannath, sitting, standing like this. Yeah. Some would be sleeping, using his belly as a pillow, no? like this. The way they behave, they treat, I think you are the perfect God to deal with us. I think that is the reason why God did not come in any human form. He's afraid of us. I don't come. I go as Daru Brahma. The magnanimity of Jagannath. Interesting, Puri king was telling, because they don't like us, we are doing Rath Yatra anywhere, anytime. The Puri people, they're upset with us. Though we are in Raganuga Bhakti, we are doing like this. But they say, no, Jagannath, that is birthday. According to them, Janmashtami, do you follow Janmashtami all over the world? Different day. Snan Puno is birthday. Rath Yatra is specific tithi. According to them, all other instructions come from scriptures. But what happened in Jagannath temple here? It comes from Jagannath's lotus mouth. Jagannath told, this day, you take me out. Puri king was telling, you go all over India. Show me one temple. Whose temple? The Mula Vigraha comes out of the altar. No temple. Go to South India, North India. Only Vijaya Vigraha or Ushchava Vigraha comes out of the temple. Only Jagannath, so merciful, so magnanimous. He leaves Ratna Singhasan and he comes out of the temple to give darshan to everybody. So then they feel very worried. They're like Snan Purnima period, Jagannath fever pastime, that is the birthday, Snan Purnima is the birthday of Lord Jagannath. And this time you are taking the deities here, there, they have their own concept. So this is Jagannath is so merciful. He comes out, that's why Shastra says, Jagannath is very merciful when he's on his altar. But when he comes out of the altar, his magnanimity increases. He becomes very, very merciful. How merciful Jagannath, you know? He's so merciful, he's giving his kripa drishti. Maharaj is explaining yesterday, his eyes become big, hand went inside, leg went inside. He's surprised to hear, wow, so wonderful pastimes. I had in Brajabhumi. Actually, his eyes become big, big, big. Jagannath has no eyelid. We have eyelid. Because of our eyelid, what we do? We go to sleep. But Jagannath is so merciful. He thought, if I have eyelid, sometimes I'll close my eye. But these people will not get my kripa drishti. So I'll have such a eye, my eyes will not be closed. It's always open eyes. His animesa nayana, constantly, he's giving merciful glances. That is what we need. We are very unfortunate. That is a Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Goswami Prabhupada saying, don't go to see Jagannath. Who are you to see Jagannath? Prabhupada also telling, Maharaja mentioning maybe a state of somebody, that don't try to see God. You act in such, God will see you. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada said, when you go to temple, we should stay behind Garuda Stambha. You don't try to see Jagannath. Rather, you stand next to Garuda. But Garuda is a great devotee of Jagannath. When Jagannath look upon Garuda, you are standing next to him, so he'll look upon you also. We need his merciful glance. Our glance upon Jagannath will not bring any auspiciousness. His glance upon us will bring auspiciousness. Yes. Once, so that is important, yes. Once Radha Govinda Maharaj was telling in Vrindavan Bank Vihari temple, one blind man was there, and every day he will go during darshanarthi time, door opens, he'll be standing in front of the deities. The pujari thought, this is blind man, what is he watching there? Why is he standing there? So and he called him. Blind sadhuas, you know, Vrindavan, all kinds of sadhus are there. Oh Sadhu Baba, every day you are coming and standing, but you are blind. You can't see. What are you watching? Then he said, oh, no. I am not coming to see my Lord. They call Hindi Sarkar. Sarkar ka darbar. The court of my Lord Sarkar. So I'm coming here to give my presence, my hazara, my presence. Oh, my Sarkar, I am a humble praja, citizen. I'm here on your duty. No, like that. So that is our duty. We go to God's Lord's court. So Jagannath is very merciful. So he has big, big eyes. And interestingly, you will see the red color around Jagannath's eye. So one pujari Pundava Panda was telling, why is that? He was explaining that we have everybody has some compassion. You feel compassion upon somebody, your tears come from the eye corner. But there is a red spot here, eye corner. So compassion comes. And Lord Jagannath, he is absolutely compassion. That's all around his eye, that is red color is there. So that is so very merciful. And he appears in this age of Kali as Jagannath. What is the meaning of Jagannath? The Lord of the universe. So Hindu cannot say, oh my Lord. Hindu, Muslim, he is Jagannath. He represents everybody. He represents the whole world, including all the Africans, black people, represented by whom? By Lord Jagannath. He's black. He's representing all the African black people. Then Balaram, all the white peoples. Then Subhadra, all the Mongolian Chinese people. Then Sudarshan Chakra, all the red people also there. She's red, Sudarshan is red. So whole world is represented like this. All Kothakars they tell. I didn't read in scriptures. But Kothakars they say. But nice, good points are there. So this is magnanimity. Jagannath is so merciful. He comes. That's why it has been stated. When you see Jagannathan chariot, that is more better darshan, having darshan of Jagannath on the Ratna Singhasan. But he left Ratna Singhasan. His magnanimity, his eagerness, that I must give darshan to my devotees. He comes, he increases. And when you go to Gundicha temple, Shastra says, you take 10,000 times darshan in Sri Mandir, in Nilachal, and you go take one time darshan in the Gundicha temple, you will get the same result. 10,000 times darshan in Sri Mandir, in Nilachal, on Ratna Singhasan, what result you will get? If you get take one darshan, on Mahabedi, Gundicha temple, called Adapa Darshan. This darshan is very specific. I mean, demigods, they also stand in line to have darshan. Once darshan, they called Adapa Darshan. So Jagannath is so merciful. He's not sleeping. Through prasadam, he's delivering everybody. Actually, when Jagannath Balaji Subhadra deity manifested, Jagannath asked Indradumna. Indradumna Gundicha, they were standing there. Jagannath, Indradumna, I want to give you some boon. What boon you want? Indradumna said, I want 3 boons. You remember this. The first boon is, please bless me. I will have no son. Daughters, no problem. As many as you give, no problem. But no son. Mothers, you like this? Mothers, you go pray, my Lord, please bless me, I'll have no son. You know, Jagannath became surprised. How is it? Everybody asking, son, you don't understand? Then king said, no, son, because if you have a son, then my son will claim, oh, this is my father's property. No, I don't want that. So please bless me. I have no son. Then Lord said, Tathastu. Let it be so. The second boon, what second boon you want? The second boon I want, that throughout the day you have to eat. You eat, wash your hand. Before your hand dry, again you have to eat. Jagannath liked this proposal very much. Oh, this is very good proposal. Eating, Jagannath is eating God. Throughout the day, you go to Jagannath temple. That is what is going on. The pandas are busy. Whole day they are busy. They'll put dress, feed, arati. Dress, feed, arati. Whole day is eating and eating and eating. Yes. Sometimes I think, Sir Prabhupada is so merciful. He has given us two gods. One eating god, one dancing god. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What more you want? Huh? What more good fortune? You have eating god and dancing god. Let us go. This life we have to really make it. The best things. So the third boon, he said, that okay, you have to give constant darshan. Only 3 hours you are allowed to sleep. That is today you go 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, some puja is going, door is open. That is the best darshan you will get. Go to 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, only you and Jagannath, nobody will be there. Yes. No? So in this way, Lord will go to sleep 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, like that. Very hardly. But actually, when door closes, we go to sleep. But Jagannath will not go to sleep. When Martyavasi, they finish their darshan, all devatas, they come for darshan, and Jagannath, he has meeting with them also. Bibhishan comes, Hanuman comes, then they keep prasadam for them, they take Jagannath prasad, and that time Jagannath will have special meetings with all these demigods also. So this is the magnanimity. Constantly Lord Jagannath is giving mercy. That's why we see our society is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are preaching Chaitanya's philosophy, but all over the world you will go, Jagannath market is very high. Isn't it? America, Europe, everybody like Jagannath farm. Jagannath Rath Yatra. Anybody does Jagannath Yatra, very strange. His form is very strange. His appearance is very strange. It's very interesting. The whole world is attracted more to Jagannath. I went to Brazil. We have 5-7 temples. Every temple, big Jagannath. Maybe no Gauranga, no Krishna also. They just live with Jagannath. I have seen in Western countries, not devotees, karmi people. Oh, just see that form. This is, everybody gets attracted. Jagannath look is very ghastly, black face. But devotees, oh Lord Jagannath, you have Padma Mukha, lotus face. Jagannath has no hand, handless Jagannath. Oh Jagannath, your Hasta Padma, your Pada Padma. He has really taken over the heart of the people, of the whole world. Sometimes I meditate on this. I meditate how attractive is Jagannath, how magnanimous he is. Just imagine. Our Iskon Western devotees, they are not allowed in Jagannath temple. Can you imagine somebody will convert me or make me devotee of Jesus Christ and they will say, you are not allowed in Vatican City, and that main place. How I feel? I am a Christian, I will not go to Vatican. Just imagine, these Western people, they become so devoted, they become devotee of Jagannath, but when they come here, you can't go inside. But in spite of that, Jagannath is so attractive. The whole world is getting attracted to him. Gaur Purnima time, as many as people in Mayapur, so many people in Jagannath Puri also. So Jagannath is very attractive. He's very clever. Even if this deformed, strange form, strange things, he's very attractive because he has a very attractive place. This Jagannath Puri, this is the holiday resort of Lord Vishnu. You know, your governors, your king, they do too much management. Then when they become tired and fried, then they go to holiday resorts on top of the mountain, sea beach. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, on an unlimited form, he has a place here, the holiday resorts. on the bank of nice ocean, top of the mountain, the whole day eating and eating and eating. Best place. This is the place. All other place he managed this, that, here, no. I hear for eating and hawa, samudra hawa. That's why poor people, they say, yes, Jagannath has a big, big eye. No, Jagannath has no leg to go to you. He has no hand to give you, but his big, big eyes is watching what you are doing. Some rickshaw, behind rickshaw, they write in Oriya, they write, Kalia Hisab Karuchi. Kalia Hisab Karuchi means the Kalia, they call Jagannath Kalia, I mean black god. He's keeping track, all accounts of what you are doing, be careful. So he's watching everything. So Jagannath is very merciful. But Puri people, they have their rasa with Jagannath. Like Brajavasis, they have their rasa. But here, you will see, sometimes the old lady Dulga is crying and crying. And they'll be rebuking Jagannath. Why you have done to me like this? Why not like that? This, that. Just like the person or family members. Yes, they treat them like that. So much so, this Daita Patya, I was telling now, Jagannath Param Brahma, they're so strict. Pure Brahmanas, top class Brahmanas, they'll worship. And that Jagannath, during this Anabasara period, when Jagannath will become so-called sickness, Maharaj is telling, he accepts these pastimes to receive the intimate service of his devotees. That time, who serves Jagannath? Daitapatis. They're Adivasis, they're tribals, they're untouchable people. Forest Adivasis, right? Untouchable people. But they get adhikar to worship God. This is Param Brahma. Two extreme things I told now. And one extreme, so strict, only top class Brahmanas you can treat me. And another extreme he goes, the untouchable tribals, Adivasis, I am yours now. But one interesting thing is, somebody treating you throughout your life, throughout the year, but whom you go when you fall sick, when you become sick, do you go to managing director of your company? Please massage my body. Give me medicines. Whom do you go? Go to your family members. Brahmanas are great. But tribal Adivasis, you are my family members. When I'm okay, let all these big, big Brahmanas come, chant Veda mantra, push this nose, that nose, let them all do these things throughout the year. But when I'm sick, Brahmanas, you are not mine. These are the people who will come. They do the personal service to Lord Jagannath, feeding him medicines. Very interesting. I have one relative from this family background. They're telling me, 15 days, only this Sabaraj will go. And they will feed Jagannath. So Sabaraj, Daitapati, they don't have Brahman thread. They don't know any mantras. So what mantra they will chant? So she was just telling, they will serve. I have to reconfirm this, I just heard once. They'll serve Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, and themselves, they'll serve themselves also inside the temple room. And they'll put all the food, Jagannath, start eating. And they'll start eating also. So very casually. Sometimes I think, yes, it is, Jagannath must need this. Otherwise, with so much you, reverence, mantra, tantra, he must be feeling very tired of getting worship from these Brahmanas. Isn't that it? Everybody respecting so much mantra. He wants some family life, easy life going, you know. He really needs these things, you know. One pastime I'll tell you, my mother told me, but I don't tell usually to anybody. This is not so good pastime. I didn't write in my book, people will misunderstand. One day, Puri people, they eat a lot of fish also here. Puri people eat fish. One day, old lady, she thought, oh, Jagannath eating every day ghee and ghee and ghee. He must be feeling very tired of eating ghee. Because Jagannath has a lot of ghee and masala, all spice, all kinds of very pregnant things. So she's a Oriya lady, you know. See, one day, yes. Please don't mind. She prepared two nice prawn fry, you know, prawn to offer to Lord Jagannath. So she fried two prawn fry and wrapped in banana leaves. Thinking I should bring it to Jagannath. He must be getting very tired of eating all these things. So my Lord will eat this. So when she was bringing this, and so much smell went out and everybody come to know. Now all temple people, police, pandas surrounded, oh, she asked, what is there inside? Then the lady got very scared, and they will find that I'm bringing prawn fries. Then they opened their banana leaves, then they found inside the banana leaf, there's two nice ripened bananas were there. I heard from my mother, but I don't write it, so people think, oh, Jagannath also eat fish, or out of her love, we can give to Jagannath fish. No, don't do that. It's not like that. So my point is, Jagannath is so merciful, how he reciprocates his devotees. So what interesting, they will eat with Jagannath, but after eating, they will not clean the place also. They will leave all the remnants. So extreme, one extreme, so much clean, this, that, another extreme goes, all the low class people will worship me in my most time when I really need, when I'm sick. And also they'll eat with them, and they'll leave remnants, very extreme things you'll find in Jagannath's culture. No? And this was telling when Jagannath got fever, past times, Jagannath's body temperature increases also. Increases, yes. And what do? They bring oil, sesame oil. And the sesame oil, they will bury it under the ground, soil for 1 year. Special mutt has this service. They will keep under 1 year, and after that, they will bring that oil. They will put on Jagannath's body, massaging Jagannath's body. Malice, they do malice. And I will try, I told one of my relatives to collect, because that family, they do these things. To collect some of this oil. If I get this oil, so I'll put on, I'll give to you in your hand also. So in this way, they treat, they give all kinds of pathyas, this, that, and Gaurav Govind Singh Maharaj was telling, actually they fix the deities. So Lord, it's the intimate service from his devotee. So in this way, Lord is very, very merciful to his devotees. So this is about Sri Mandir. Then you go Tapasya Hanuman. I'll just tell one more pastime and finish. I know I'm late. So one more pastimes. Oh, Nayesha, okay. He has already brought this oil. So Jagannath, one more pastime I'll tell you. Is it okay? 5-10 minutes, I'll tell you. I know you're getting late. So what happened? I'll tell you why Jagannath, chakra is like a pillar here. We know Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan is like a disc and Lord Vishnu holding in his right hand. But here is like a pillar, not in right side, in left side, and Lord Jagannath is not holding. The one pastime goes like this, which I have mentioned in my book also. That once the Sudarshan Chakra, he became very proud. How great I am, how powerful I am. The Lord is holding him. Holding me, and I am protecting the Lord. I am great devotee of the Lord. He was thinking like this. And Jagannath realized, oh, you are so proud. There are many, many stories like this. When devotees, they become very proud also. Once Narada Muni became very proud also because he went to Himalaya to do some tapasya. And after doing tapasya, he came out. He was completely free from sex desire. He thought, I have conquered the sex desire. He's very proud. There's another pastimes. So like I see sometimes a great devotee, Vaishnava, they become proud. But Jagannath wants to manifest some pastimes. So he develops the desire of pride. Then he said, oh, you're so proud, I must give you a lesson. And Jagannath called Sudarshan, come here. You see, on the south, you go this direction, there's an island. And one of my devotee, he's doing tapasya. He is a great devotee, very powerful. Sudarshan thinking, greater than me? More powerful than me? How somebody can become greater than, more powerful than me? He was thinking. And Lord said, can you go and call him and see him? His name is Hanuman. You go, he's doing tapasya there. Then Sudarshan went, told Hanuman, the Lord is calling to meet with you, please come. And while Hanuman is preparing to come to meet Jagannath, Sudarshan came very fast in advance. He has show his prose. Then when Hanuman came, Hanuman trying to enter into the temple, and one Sudarshan Chakra is moving very fast, not allowing him, Hanuman, get inside. Then Hanuman went to other door, another chakra is moving. Other all four doors, the Sudarshan chakra is moving very fast, not allowing Hanuman. So Hanuman remembered Jagannath Prabhu, what can I do now? So by the mercy of Jagannath, Hanuman developed four extra hand. Four extra hand. So Hanuman went to each door and caught hold of this Sudarshan chakra like a toy. Four Sudarshan chakra. Then he entered inside the temple. Inside the temple, Balaram, Subhadra, Jagannath sitting. And Sudarshan also next, standing in personification of Sudarshan, not danda form or chakra form, is standing there, folded hand. Then they saw this Hanuman is entering the four Sudarshan chakra. And when Sudarshan saw, he felt so shy, ashamed. He was very proud, no? I'm so powerful. And so Hanuman is holding four chakras like a toy and entering the temple. He's feeling very sad. Then Jagannath looked at Sudarshan and smiled at him. Sudarshan, you think you are so great? Just see Hanuman. He's becoming a sut. He's holding four like you in his hand. He's so powerful. And Jagannath said, that's why, because you offended my devotee, so I'll curse you. That from now, you will not stay on my finger as a disc, you will become a pillar. And instead of staying right hand side, you will stay on my left hand side. But since then, the chakra with Jagannath transformed to a pillar side and sitting on Jagannath's left side. And Sudarshan chakra felt very bad. Oh my Lord, I am your eternal servant, you cursed me like this. And Jagannath said, okay, so now I'll bless you that you stay with me as danda or pillar, but at top of my temple, you will remain as chakra. And that chakra will not be ordinary, that known as Nila Chakra, Nila Samudra, Nila Parvata, Nila Kandara, horized as Nila Madhava, on top of my temple, you will remain as Nila Chakra. Very special Nila Chakra. How many of you have seen Nila Chakra? The Nila Chakra is so huge. If Ekadasi day you go, or every day they go for to the, put the flag, the person who goes the center of this chakra touches the head of this person. And how big you can imagine that chakra is there. And Jagannath told, I'll give him a blessings, that whoever come inside the temple and take my darshan, whatever result he will get, same result that person will get, whoever will stay outside my temple and take darshan of this Nila Chakra. Jai Jagannath Swami ki. So Jagannath is so merciful. Actually, when Mahaprabhu came first time, saw Nila Chakra from 5 kilometers of far, he saw Balamukunda form, Balagopal form of Krishna. By seeing, he fell unconscious. Again he woke up, then he saw again fell. So like this from certain days during Dandabad Parikrama like this. Then he came to Jagannath Puri, yes. By seeing Jagannath Chakra, Jagannath is there. It's true. One is Dasya Bauri, who was an untouchable person, great devotee of Jagannath. So Jagannath appeared to him. You must have heard this past time. How Jagannath was so fond of him, he took his coconut from the Brahman's hand, which was offered by Dasya Bauri. And one day Jagannath appeared in his dream. Oh my dear devotee, what do you? I want to give you some boon. He said, okay, I don't need anything. No, please tell me what you want. Okay, bless me. I have no lack of food. He said, food, no problem. Everything will get. What else you want? Then he said, whenever I go to Puri, they don't allow me to take your darshan. Then Jagannath told, no problem. You look upon the Nila Chakra. You will get my darshan. Then after a few days, he thought, let me go. How Lord give me darshan? But how can I go empty hand? So he prepared nice, ripe and sweet mango, one basket full of mango. Then he came to Puri, reached at Singhadwar. All the pandas are standing. Oh, give me, I will offer. Take inside, but then no, he cannot go inside. Then he said, no, I don't give. I will offer. You will offer? How can you offer? You are untouchable, you cannot go inside. Now you see how I am offering. Then he placed that basket on the street. Then he looked up Nila Chakra, he saw Jagannath there. Oh my Lord, you're so merciful. He picked up two mangoes, please accept these mangoes. Then two mangoes disappeared from his hand.
Then he put another two mango. So all people are watching, thousands of people came around. Oh, such a nice, such a great devotee. The whole basket empty. Then Pandas became very disturbed. Hey, what kind of, we are offering every day, and never Jagannath eat like this. And now all mango he's eating. This fellow, he's a magician. He's showing black magic. He's picking on everything disappearing. Then Dasyabara said, no, I am not showing any black magic. You please go inside. No, Jagannath took all my mangoes. Then one panda ran inside. He opened the door. He saw that Jagannath has eaten all the mangoes and all the seeds are playing, all seeds and pills lying there. So in this way, this Dasyabara saw also Nilachakra Jagannath. When Haridas Thakur came, that time Mahaprabhu told, you stay here behind my garden and you take darshan of Nilachakra. So Jagannath is so merciful. He appeared here to give his darshan sitting on the Ratna Singhasan. He comes out to deliver us on Rath Yatra. He appears in Gundichakar to give us 10,000 times better result for us. And he's sitting on top of Sudarshan Chakra also. So that everybody, that whoever takes darshan of Sudarshan Chakra, that they will be delivered. So in this way, Jagannath has so many sweet pastimes. Even if Lord did not incarnate in a human form, whereby performing so many sweet pastimes, we hear and go back to Godhead. He came as Daru Brahma form. Even as Daru Brahma form, and so many sweet pastimes. And interesting thing is, all the sweet pastimes Lord performed, Jagannath, he always came out of his temple to meet with his devotees. The most of pastimes, Lord's pastimes took place. The devotees were not allowed inside the temples. All the miracle pastimes. Most of his sweet pastimes took place not with his great, great personalities. Rather, the personalities, they're unknown, they're not known to people. The beggars, the poor people, the less intelligent people, all street people. This is Patita Pavana. Lord Jagannath came, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to deliver us. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to deliver us. He's looking for the suitable candidate whom to deliver. Great Jnani. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came, so who's great Jnani? Who's great Tapasvi? Who's great Tyagi? Who's great Yogis? He's looking for a most qualified person. Who's most qualified person? He's searching the candle. Who is the qualified person? The most fallen one. Oh, you are the qualification. The Jagannath is like that also. The street people, the rejected people. There's one more story. I should not tell, but I'll tell you. Famous in India, in Orissa, the Balaram Das. He's a great devotee, Balaram Das. He's a great devotee of Jagannath, but he's addicted to go to prostitution also. So he was in prostitution. But that time, Rath Yatra started. He could hear all the kirtan and gongs, everything. Then immediately change came to his heart. Oh, what am I doing here? My Lord is there. I'm such a sinful. Then he left association of prostitute. Then he came out and he wanted to, out of affection to Jagannath, he wanted to climb on the chariot. The Pandas knows he goes to prostitute. Then he threw him out of the chariot. Then he felt very sad. Then he came to this sea beach and made one chariot out of sand. And he invoked Jagannath. That's what story goes like this. And Jagannath Rath Yatra did not move there. And Jagannath told to the king, unless you bring my pure devotee from there, then I will not move from here. The point is how Jagannath reciprocates. Jagannath is so merciful. Very simple people, he will reciprocate. Like in our Mayapur Jagannath temple, how he reciprocates? Once one pujari, he cooked some prasadam. Then he gave some prasad to one rikshawala, Bengali rikshawala. So he had a Muslim friend. So he gave to that Muslim friend. The Muslim, no, I will not eat this. This is sin. Muslim doesn't take any idol prasad. So the pujari felt very sad. That he threw all the prasad. Then after one day, this Muslim fellow came. Oh, pujari, I have brought some rice dal sabji. Can you offer to your God? And I want some prasad. And Pujari become very angry. Say, get out from here. That day I gave prasad, he threw it. And today again you are coming. And this Muslim fellow said, oh, no, Prabhu, you don't know what happened that night to me. Now what happened? And then he's a Muslim, he doesn't know what is the name, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. He said, your three gods, they came to me in my dream, night time, that night. And your black god, very angry. He's punching me, slapping me, very angry. The white one, he's good. He said, hey, don't beat him. But the yellow middle one, telling him, beat him more. He threw my brother's prasad, beat him more. So I'm very afraid of this. You please take this right all subject, cook and give me some prasad today and eat something. So I meditate upon this. And just see, this Muslim fellow, even if the Lord came, give some punch, few slaps. Is it so easy to get few slaps, few punch from God? Even if the Lord give some lathi, some lath, some few lath, some kick to us, so good fortune. In his dream, he could see Lord came. And what has he done? No Mangalarti, no 16 rounds, no perfectly good principles. With pure faith. One Muslim lady came with a mirror to offer to our Jagannath in Mayapur. The manager asked, Mataji, you are a Muslim lady. Why are you offering this mirror to Jagannath? And that lady said, oh, Prabhu, I have one grandson. From childhood, he's blind. He can't see anything. So I had prayed to Lord Jagannath, if you can give eyes to my grandson, he can see everything. So I'll give a mirror to you can see your face. So my point is, her understanding, she's thinking my Lord will see his face. And Lord reciprocated. There's no mechanical practice. Some spontaneous, now Lord reciprocated spontaneous people, devotee like this. That's why the Jagannath, he reciprocates. People of Jagannath are like that, very simple. They don't have very scholarly, very learned scriptures, but they have simple faith. The simple faith, then Jagannath, he reciprocates. They'll be crying and Rathatata you come, or sometimes Jagannath temple also you'll see how these people, they reciprocate with Lord Jagannath. So like this, we are very, very fortunate to be here in Sri Kshetra, in Sankha Kshetra, in Purushottam Kshetra. This Kshetra is so dear to Lord. The Lord kept the name of this place after his own name as Purushottam Kshetra. This is known as Martya Vaikuntha, Bhusarga. This is known as some Javanika Kshetra, Dasavatara, like 15, 20 names in Sri Kshetra Parikrama book, you can find this. All these descriptions are there. And we are very fortunate, we are in this Bhattasagar area, next to the ocean. And we are very fortunate, the last 2 days and tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we'll hear from the lotus mouth of His Holiness, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, for hours. Yesterday, how many hours you had? Only 3 hours. No. Once Maharaj spoke in Mayapur for 6 hours. So I was thinking maybe it will continue like that or what? 8 o'clock, so 8:30, 9 o'clock. Once Maharaj went on Jatra. So I accompanied in Jatra. So Maharaj pulled me to kept me with himself. I thought, okay, let me go with him. I was thinking I'll go halfway and come back to the temple. I have so many things to do there. Then Maharaj brought me. Then I was going to sit behind, backside somewhere. So Maharaj pulled, no, sit here. So everybody said, sitting next to Maharaj. Then Maharaj started a katha. Then after 1 or 2 hours, katha will finish, I'll listen and go. All kathas only about Srivasangan. All the pastimes took place, only Srivasangan, no other kathas. So very nice. 1 or 2 hours, I have to go to the temple, I have so many things to do. So then Maharaj asked, should I stop here? Or should I speak more? Hari Bol! As you did yesterday. So 1 hour more continuing. So again, after 1 hour, you want to listen more? Hari Bol! It went up to 10. We started at 4 o'clock. You went to 10 o'clock. Then I have to sit there with the Maharaj. Since then, I am very careful to sit with the Maharaj. I have to prepare for a longer period to be with Maharaj. Anyway, we're very fortunate to be with Maharaj. So I'll not take more of your time. I don't know whatever next programs. I'm feeling very fortunate to be here with all your association and to with Maharajas and everybody to speak the glories of Sri Kshetra, Sri Mandir, and Sri Jagannath. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.